Joe Biden's transition chair backs proposal to impose term limits on Supreme Court. By Joel B. Polak on October 25, 2020. Ted Kaufman, the leader of the presidential transition team for Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden, has signed on to a letter backing term limits for the U.S. Supreme Court. The letter, published late last week, backs a new bill introduced by Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, a supporter of Senator Bernie Sanders, DCA, to democratize the court. The bill, H.R. 8424, the Supreme Court Term Limits and Regular Appointments Act, was introduced after the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, when it became clear Republicans would be able to move ahead with replacing her on the court before the election, creating a nominal 6-3 conservative majority. The supporters of the bill claim that they can impose term limits on the court without a formal constitutional amendment. The text of the letter states simply, "We are pleased that a formal legislative proposal to limit future justices to 18 years of high court service has been introduced and is advancing public discourse on court reform." Kaufman, 81, is identified in the letter as a legal scholar and former U.S. Senator from Delaware, not as the head of Biden's transition team. However, he has already been acting in the role of Biden's transition chief, speaking publicly to the press on behalf of the would-be president. Democrats have become increasingly vocal about packing the court, which means expanding the number of seats and filling the new vacancies with liberal judges. Biden has dodged questions about whether he would pack the court, but has voiced efforts for reform and promised a formal answer on court packing by Election Day. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.